I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 20th, 2026. The Kentucky Supreme Court made a unanimous ruling on Thursday to strike down a charter school funding law in the state. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman says they ruled it violated the state constitution.
The ruling is the final say on a 2022 bill that created a way to funnel public funds into charter schools. Justice Michelle Keller wrote the opinion, saying the Constitution doesn't allow public money to fund schools outside the common public school system. Keller also noted that the Constitution creates a path by allowing lawmakers to pose the question to voters on the ballot. Kentucky voters also rejected a proposed constitutional amendment in 2024 that would have allowed public funding to go outside the system of common schools and go toward private education. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
The Lex End Homelessness Continuum of Care is seeking teams of volunteers to take part in Lex Count, the annual count of the number of individuals in Lexington identified as being without shelter. The 2026 Lex Count, originally scheduled for January 28th, was rescheduled due to winter weather. Volunteers will visit outdoor locations and conduct a count of the number of individuals and households identified to be without shelter. They will also complete surveys with those identified, facilitate access to emergency shelters, and distribute care packages. Teams will consist of no more than four people. Lex Count volunteers should identify their own team members and captains prior to registering. Each team is responsible for providing its own transportation, and at least one driver must be identified on each team, and there must be a vehicle available for the team's use on the evening of the count. Training is mandatory and must be completed in advance of the count. Lex Count will take place from 10 to 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, February 25th. Find out more about the 2026 Lex Count at weku.org. Groups set an all-time record for lobbying spending in the first month of a Kentucky General Assembly session in January. 900 groups reported spending more than $3 million on efforts to influence state lawmakers last month. Leading all groups was the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. The business advocacy group spent nearly $100,000 on 14 lobbyists and advertisements pushing for two priority bills. Another top lobbying spender was the Kentucky Hospital Association, which pushed for phasing out a state provider tax as a way to make up for a pending loss of billions of dollars in federal funding. Multiple school districts canceled in-person classes for the rest of this week as their students and staff are dealing with widespread illness. Shepard Snyder has more.
Frankfort Independent Schools and Spencer County Schools are both having their students take classes remotely using non-traditional instruction days. They expect students to be back in class on Monday. A post on Frankfort Independent Schools' website says they're deep cleaning and disinfecting their learning spaces in the meantime. They're asking those affected to wash their jackets, coats, hats, gloves, and backpacks. Kentucky is coming out of a weeks-long period of freezing temperatures during flu season. The website for Kentucky's Cabinet for Health and Family Services says seasonal flu activity is currently elevated as of last week. The CDC recommends that those sick limit physical contact, clean frequently touched surfaces, cover coughs and sneezes, and wash hands often. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
After more than a decade of growth for the Bluegrass State's bourbon and spirit makers, a new report from the Kentucky Distillers Association suggests that changing trade policies and consumer habits could hinder one of the state's signature industries. Kentucky's whiskey exports were down 28% in the first half of last year compared to June of 2024. That came after some countries retaliated against Trump administration tariffs, levying their own U.S.-made spirits like bourbon. Additionally, KDA President Eric Gregory says younger people are not buying as much alcohol and says there's more competition in the leisure market for their dollars, including from sports gambling and legalized cannabis.
A lot of things are kind of hitting at once that are having some effects on sales and exports that we've really never seen before. But the good news from this report is the foundation for Kentucky bourbon is strong.
The distillers that made Kentucky bourbon and other spirits contributed to a record $10.6 billion in annual economic impact to the Commonwealth in 2024. Kentucky also has the most distilled spirits workers in the nation, accounting for over a quarter of the country's employees in the sector. The family of a woman who was killed last week in an alley cleanup in Louisville is speaking out for the first time. They are demanding justice for 35-year-old Tara Adams. She was unhoused, sleeping in an alley in the Russell neighborhood when dump trucks showed up. According to city officials, Adams was sleeping among debris when sanitation workers picked her up using a hydraulic claw, killing her. Stephanie Rivas is an attorney representing the family. She says this should have never happened. Rivas says Louisville Metro Police are being as transparent as they can as they conduct their investigation. But the family still has a lot of unanswered questions. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.